And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time again for your Soul Care Minute. Today is February the 6th, and a new month is already well on its way. Your Soul Care Minute is brought to you today by the Churches of Orofino.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable, and hope is real. We've walked through January's open door, boldly and bravely facing a new year, with all the potential and promise it has to offer. It's only right that we pause at the beginning of the month of February and consider what is at the heart of who we are and what we do. February is the month we celebrate the thaw of the long, hard winter, the presence of our loved ones and friends, and the coming first signs of spring. It's a month that's dominated by the symbol of the heart. Did you ever wonder how that shape became the symbol for the heart when it clearly does not anatomically look like the organ? Though much debate surrounds the actual origin, scholars such as Pierre Venkin and Martin Kemp have argued that the symbol has its roots in the writings of Galen and the philosopher Aristotle, who described the human heart as having three chambers with a small dent in the middle. According to this theory, the heart shape may have been born when artists and scientists from the Middle Ages attempted to draw representations of ancient medical texts. Since the human heart has long been associated with emotion and pleasure, the shape was eventually co-opted as a symbol of romance and medieval courtly love. It grew especially popular during the Renaissance when it was used in religious art depicting the Sacred Heart of Christ and as one of the four suits in playing cards. By the 18th and 19th centuries, meanwhile, it had become a recurring motive in love notes and Valentine's Day cards. Let's take a moment. Draw or trace a heart. As you do, listen to what yours is saying. How's your peace? What are you longing for? What themes keep running through that are demanding attention that maybe you've dismissed or put off? What kind of thought life does your heart have? There's a proverb that begins, "As a man thinks in his heart, the same is that man." In other words, your thought life becomes your walk life. What's your heart saying? Are you angry? Bitter? Despair-filled? Envious? Proud? Are you satisfied? Hopeful? Expectant? There is truth to be grasped in the concept that what and how we think determines what and who we become. When my children were little, and even as they grew older, they loved the story of Peter Pan. One of our favorite scenes was Peter Pan teaching Wendy and the children how to fly. Do you remember these words? Think of a wonderful thought, and a merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells. Off you go, like reindeer in the sky. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings. Take the path that moonbeams make. If the moon is still awake, you'll see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Many role plays were enacted that consisted of large leaps off the couch with cries of candy, Christmas, fishing, and a myriad of other happy thoughts that couldn't quite get them airborne, but did result in endless contagious laughter that made us all smile. And sometimes, a smile from your soul is a lot like flying. That is my hope for you, dear listeners, as we journey through the month of February, that you would allow your thought life to change and positive, healing, beautiful thinking begin to make you believe that you could fly through any adversity, even in the rainy days. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute, and thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute has been brought to you in part today by the Churches of Orofino.
All during the month of February, a Soul Care Minute is sponsored on behalf of the Churches of Orofino. A Soul Care Minute comes your way every Monday afternoon at the conclusion of the noon news broadcast. Listen in for an insightful look into our daily lives, our ups and downs, and those of our family and friends. A Soul Care Minute, sponsored on behalf of the Churches of Orofino, all during the month of February on KLER AM and FM.